So letter number 3095, Baruch Hashem. The 11th day of Kislev, in the year Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn.
Yeah, Rabbi, you're aware that it's...
In Yudav Kislev Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Harav HaChosid, Abbasim HaChosid, the title, Barenu Yosef Yehuda Sheyichya Chen. Shalom Uvracha. So, the person writes to the Rebbe that he has a custom. And the Rebbe writes, it's a Gustav custom to say the entire book of Tehillim every day. Says the book of Tehillim every day. And also on Shabbos, says the entire book of Tehillim. And he's writing to Rebbe, he's worried that it takes up so much time saying the Psalms that he's going to have to take away some times that was set aside for Hasidus, to learn, study Hasidus, or not be able to daven at length, b'avidosa. In other words, he's going to have to cut down other things in his service to Hashem because he's saying all this Tehillim. So how to prioritize his time? Should he say the whole Tehillim all the time, or should he cut down some of it? He's asking the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, notwithstanding all this, that you may cause you to take away time from learning Hasidus or not being able to spend enough time in the service of Hashem, but in my view, you should continue your good custom by saying Tehillim as you used to do it every day. Based upon what was explained in a letter of my father-in-law of the Rebbe with all the titles about the great benefit of saying Psalms. And since that one can say Psalms anytime, besides we don't say Psalms from nighttime until midnight, we don't say Psalms then. Tehillim we don't say then. But you could say Tehillim all day. So the Rebbe says if you don't have enough time in the morning, so you can fill it in during the other times of the day. May the blessed Hashem succeed you. So I understand again from the Rebbe's advice that the Rebbe is saying him that he should maybe give up some time to study Chassidus, because the Rebbe says if you don't finish the whole thing, first of all, the Rebbe says you should not stop this good tradition that you have of finishing the Tehillim every day. Go ahead and do that. But then the Rebbe says, Tehillim you can say all day, so besides at nighttime till midnight, so if you don't have enough time, then make it up later on. The Rebbe says in a PS over here that in a separate package, I sent you the booklet and the booklets that are for Yutas Kislev, and the Rebbe says for sure you will see to it that other people will be able to use it, to utilize it, and share with us. So here we see the Rebbe is saying that in his view he should continue with his good tradition, even though it means that he may have to cut out in other things, but saying the Tehillim is very good. But the Rebbe says that if you find yourself that you cannot actually do the whole Tehillim, then you always have a choice to say it later on, because you can say Tehillim during the day. So that is the Rebbe's advice to him.